around this time yesterday on the show, I had Boss Benny in the studio and I was talking about the lady I met over the weekend who was homeless and was very lovely to me. And it just shook me up to the fact that someone so nice was living on the streets. And then the stats are that we have the biggest homeless rate in regional Victoria, which is a disgusting stat. And I put the call out for anyone with more information to get in touch with the show. And they did. And so I've got the CEO of Beyond Housing in the studio now. Celia, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Josiah.
Now, that stat that we are the number one, this is Shepparton. We're not still, I know other towns still have their homeless, but we have the number one homeless rate in regional Victoria. What are the numbers on that at the moment? How many is 350 was the last I saw.
Sure. And that data came from the census. It's a pretty scary stat and it should make us pretty angry, I think. What I can tell you is that our staff in Shepparton this financial year to date have seen 2,238 people presenting to our services homeless or at imminent risk of homelessness.
Hang on. So that's 2,000 above, over 2,000, yep, which is great. It's different people. That's not the same.
That's
300
right.
People times
nope.
Five.
No, nope. That is different presentations of people who are homeless or at imminent risk of homelessness in Shepparton this financial year to date.
In a population of what, 50 to 60,000, I think we're roughly around 55,000, that is a lot of our population that you see out there. How come when I walk the streets, don't you see one or two homeless people every now and then? They're carrying their shopping trolleys or they've got their swags on them, whatever it is. But you don't see, I was in Geelong the other weekend and you see them everywhere. How come I don't see them walking down Maud Street all the time, like hundreds of them? Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
If there's 2,000 of them out there, where are they?
Where are they? And look, I think that's a really good question. I think that's part of the issue is that when people who are homeless aren't really visible to us, particularly at those levels, it's a problem that's then easy to ignore. Where are people? There's some of them are sleeping rough. Probably about 20% of the people that we see are sleeping rough. So that's about 400 a year.
Where are they, in like the bush or something like that?
Yeah, that's a traditional place, that camp sort of situation. But people are also traditionally couch surfing, you know, amongst family and friends, associates, and tragically forming really horrific or remaining in horrible abusive relationships for somewhere to stay. That happens.
So by couch surfing, you mean like staying on a friend or family's couch?
That's
right.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe in a caravan at the back of someone's house. Maybe a whole family in one bedroom at a family or friend's house.
A
whole family, parents and kids.
All homeless.
In Shepparton.
I don't understand it because for me, I'll be honest, like privileged upbringing. Grew up on the beach, Sydney, you know, like have lived in a nice place in Shep, very happy and comfortable.
Yep.
When I think homeless, I picture, you know, someone on the side of the street, like you see in Melbourne CBD begging for like I mentioned earlier. If there are family homeless out there, how come, I just don't understand how that's possible or why are we not helping them?
And we should get angry about it. We should get really angry about this because it's not okay and it's not good enough in a society as privileged as ours that there's over 2,000 people homeless in Shepparton. What I can tell you is that we talk about significant life-changing events that we're all prone to, you know. Job loss. You know, what's the stat? They say that most families are, you know, two paychecks away from homelessness or, you know, serious financial difficulty.
Can I ask though, don't some of these people, if say they're singles, where are their friends or family to call? Mm. Obviously, you're a whole family that's homeless. You're stuffed because you've got no other family. Mm. But for me, if I lost my job tomorrow and went bankrupt, I'd go straight. I probably have 50 friends in my phone. Look at me, you sound like a legend. I probably have 50 friends in my phone
that
I could call. Friends and family as well. Where are these people's friends and families?
Well, I mean, and I think that's the question is that we're disconnected from each other. We're disconnected from our communities. When you're homeless, sometimes you have significant mental health issues. Perhaps you've had a relationship breakdown. You might have physical health difficulties. You might have a drug and alcohol issue. All of those things combined, add to that with your significant life-changing event, divorce, separation, job loss, physical health, car accident, all of those things can have enough of an impact on your finances or your family to make your housing situation unstable. What I can tell you is that 22% of those people cite family violence as a contributing factor. Family violence is a crisis.
Mm.
50% are experiencing housing affordability and stress. That means they can't afford the housing they're at. You know, 34% say they've got mental health issues. 34%. And there's 22 of it, the people that we saw were homeless due to sexual abuse.
Yeah, they're just, all of this is just, you almost feel ashamed to be a part of that society, yeah. Don't you?
And it's heartbreaking, and it makes me angry, and it makes me angry that we're still having the same conversations that we've always had.
It's 2019 as well. You feel like we're moving with the times in so many other areas of life, but some reason we're really stuck way too far behind with this. My mind is blown. Can I ask who's responsible? Because obviously many people will like to blame, like I said earlier, the people themselves, but that's absolutely not the case, is it?
What we're dealing with is there's a number of systemic issues, and those are caused by multiple levels of government from state and federal, and there's a local government responsibility too. But successive governments over a really long period of time have seen the numbers of public housing and social housing across the country reduce. Our population's increasing, the percentage of social housing isn't, affordable housing, affordable rental housing
isn't, too much, isn't it?
Is not high on the agenda. So all of those are contributing factors.
Yeah. Can I ask what we can do? Because I'm guessing there's people that are listening right now, myself included, who want to help out, because I'm literally shaken up by it. And it's very emotional because you can see it in my eyes as well. Is there something we can do to help out?
Absolutely. And look, and it is heartbreaking. And I appreciate the commitment and the dignity and compassion shown, because often people say that homeless people have done it to themselves. And I guess... sure, people make choices, but also we make choices for them that contribute to their situation as well. And we need to remember that. What can people do? If you're homeless, the most important thing is to ask for some help. I don't pretend for a second that the help we can provide will always meet your needs. And I don't pretend that we can do it all the time. But you need to reach out and you need to ask for help. You need to call Beyond Housing on 1800 825 955 or come and see us at our office at 43 Wyndham Street.
But what so you can just pop in randomly and you guys are always there to help out.
9 to 5, Monday to Friday. And that 1-800 number is also an after-hours number. So if you find yourself in difficulty outside of those business hours, somebody will answer that call and assist you.
What if you're like me, right? You're pretty privileged and, you know, a lot of the people that do listen are on the, it may be at the other end of the scale.
Sure.
I'm nothing special, but comfortable.
Sure.
That's a good word to use. Yeah. How can we help out?
Yeah. I think the most important thing we can do is not accept homelessness as something in our community. What we walk past is what we accept. And if we're walking past it and we're accepting it, we're saying it's okay. And
I've done that. I'm guilty of that. I've seen homeless people begging in the streets and I'm like, what am I giving to him for? He'll probably spend it, you know, bad attitude. He'll probably go spend that on drugs or, you know, he's done it to himself or she, you know, like it's a terrible stigma to have.
Absolutely. But the other thing that we can do is we can insist that our governments do something. And we can insist that they do the right thing. That's our federal government, our state government, and our local government. We can lobby and we can ask them and we can vote with our opinions. And we can say, I'm going to vote for someone who has a plan to address homelessness in Shepparton, not just in CBD areas like Melbourne and Sydney. The other thing that we can do is we can donate to a homelessness service or an affordable housing provider to put more affordable housing on the ground for people. Permanent, safe, secure, affordable and appropriate housing for people, because that's actually what we need to address homelessness.
My mind has been blown this morning, Celia. These stats have just, it's beyond. And the fact that we've had that many people in Shepparton alone is, it's embarrassing. And to think we're the number one on the map in Victoria is crazy. Watch this space. I want to come down. I want to do something. So let's have a chat off air and see how I can help you guys in any way. But I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. For all you do in your organisation, and also, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Josiah. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate the attention that you've paid to this issue. It's something that we live with every day as service providers, but it's great that you've taken an interest, and we really appreciate that.
Thanks, Celia. I appreciate your time.
Thanks.